You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White. Yes, I have a cold. Apologies in advance. Today's a short episode, just reflecting on the recent HACANSA conference that was held in Brisbane. I wanted to share some of the insights and outcomes from the conference, which was all about driving positive change. And there were some really inspiring speakers that I'd like to summarise and talk about today. And just to talk about some of the key outcomes that I took away. I have to say, first of all, that Linda Fennell-Milner of HACANSA did an amazing job in pulling together this conference with the help of the HACANSA board and the coach leadership team. And I want to have a specific shout out to Una Angevin Castro for all of her work, working with the events team to coordinate that, and Susan Harbers and many others who were contributing behind the scenes to getting this up and going, to getting abstracts, sponsors. Gosh, it was a huge job and it took several months to organize it and then to push ticket sales. So really, hats off to the team involved. You did an amazing job and it was an excellent conference. I'm curious, for those who went last year, did you think it was better this year? I certainly did. There was a different caliber of speaker and it was just a better venue, really well run. And I'm interested to know what you thought of the conference if you were able to attend. I guess some of the standout speakers that I wanted to mention today are people who, I mean, everyone was a great speaker. Let's face it, there were some really interesting stories from the medical side of things, from integrative medicine, from more of the coaching side of things, and also stories from coaches themselves about what they're doing in their businesses. But I wanted to highlight half a dozen people who I think really had an impact. And thinking of the theme of driving positive change, these speakers really embodied that in different ways. The first one, and one of the people that I introduced to the conference, is Dr. Joel Bennett, who I've mentioned before on this podcast. He ran a session on creating presence. And if you heard my previous podcast episode, or if you've seen Dr. Joel Bennett's work, you know that it's all about your relationship with time and the difference between real time and clock time, because we are all driven to behave in certain ways according to how we perceive time. For example, we might be rushing somewhere or thinking we never have enough time to do this, or where we have all the time in the world and then we don't get things done, you know. So there are lots of different ways of looking at time. I think what really stood out for me in this session was that Dr. Bennett created presence from in the room, and he was in the US. So from the perspective that he was overseas, he was shown on two big screens on Zoom. He actually created presence in the whole room, and he got us thinking about how present we are in our own lives. Are we cool as a cucumber, or are we hot and bothered like a chili? So he brought a bit of fun into that too, but he also got us thinking about how present we are with clients, how present our clients are, and we know that presence affects the coaching relationship. He also brought some science and theory into the different levels of presence and how that shows up in terms of our own nervous systems. A really interesting talk, and I had a lot of great feedback on that one afterwards. The next one I want to mention is Dr. Myrna Hunter. She's a doctor with the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, which is part of New South Wales Health. I absolutely loved her talk. Unfortunately, there was a technical difficulty that she couldn't bring in a colleague who was also going to speak from a remote Kimberley location, which is where they're doing a lot of their work in Western Australia. But Myrna spoke really passionately about how they're using coaching in Aboriginal communities to get people engaged with health services and to help draw out things that really matter to those people and get them connected with each other and in a community. I was absolutely moved to tears. It was just so heartfelt, the way that she presented her talk. And what I thought was really interesting was that She spoke about Aboriginal healers doing this healing work in hospitals for Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, and the fact that they have this clinic in the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse in Sydney where Aboriginal healers come in and work with people. So we're talking about people who are seeing a difference in disease symptoms. It was really interesting work, and she was a very inspiring speaker. So already we're seeing two people talking about driving positive change, thinking about your own relationship with time and being more present to create positive change in your work. And then with Dr. Myrna, driving positive change by integrating coaching skills into different contexts that can have a really positive impact on health. Another few speakers I'd like to mention are Dr. Tabitha Healy. She's one of our Hercancer board members. And everybody said, gosh, she provided such an engaging presentation. And it was a very candid, personal, raw account of her own experience with burnout. So she particularly coaches doctors and health professionals who are struggling with burnout. And she has developed a model of working with those people to help them take better care of themselves in a way that really resonates with them and their language and how they work. Tabitha spoke about some really interesting personal stories to illustrate how feeling burnt out had left her basically without empathy. She was obviously going through compassion fatigue and was unable to connect with her breast cancer patients in the hospital where she was working. So she had to throw everything out of the window and totally rethink the way that she wanted to work with people. And that's where coaching came into things for her. But her work now really is driving positive change because she's helping professionals who are caring for others to take better care of themselves. Next, we heard from Fiona Cosgrove. And when I say next, these are actually in chronological order, but there were other speakers in between. Fiona is the CEO of Wellness Coaching Australia, and she talked about how to adapt one-to-one coaching skills into a group setting while still remaining that essential connection between the coach and the participants, which, as we know, is a key to people's success with the coaching methodology. And in terms of driving positive change, think about what you do as a practitioner working one-to-one and how much more impact you could have if you were working with groups. It is a different skill set, facilitating groups, and you can't necessarily talk in as much detail or go as deep with people in a group setting compared to one-to-one. But there are many benefits of working with groups, such as creating that camaraderie, that peer support, that social connection, that emotional connection. And people get the chance to hear that they're not alone. It's just not like it's only them going through a problem. So Fiona's talk was fantastic, and a few people said to me how they had seen things differently, especially through sharing her experience of creating a group program that didn't go exactly as she planned. And she talked about some important lessons learned, what worked and what didn't work, and how to get it right. Finally, I'd like to mention Christine Boucher. She is a really great speaker, very engaging, and she owns the stage when she's there. She was walking around talking very candidly about her ADAPT program, which is something that she's developed over the past 3 years, basically to block suicide and create a pathway to wellness and success. So Christine developed this program that aligns with the national strategy around health. And she's talked really openly about some of the challenges she faces setting this up. It's a rural regional program, essentially. So there's a lot of talking to people and following up. But she's had some great wins. She's started to roll this out with some clients. And a lot of people are excited about the benefits of her ADAPT program. So when you're thinking about driving positive change, and it's a perfect one to go after Fiona's group coaching talk, Christine is showing a fantastic business model where you can develop a program that can be scaled across some areas which find it really hard to access services. So Christine's talk was not just a great talk, it was also very powerful in terms of showcasing what you can achieve with coaching. I should also briefly mention the awards, because we had an awards ceremony on the first night and we saw some coaches who are having a big impact being nominated for and receiving awards. And a couple that come to mind, Christine Boucher, who I just mentioned, won Health Coach of the Year award, which is fantastic. A big shout out to Bea Pennington, who also won an award, and Sarah Rusbach, who also won an award. There are a few others that I don't have the full list of names with me, but what came out of that was the acknowledgement that health coaching can have a really important impact. And we were showcasing these success stories. So it was fantastic to see what people are doing and how they're doing it and how they are having a positive impact. I also talked to some people who were nominated, and I said to one person, I'm sorry that you didn't win, but it's great that you were in the nominations. And she said, you know, being nominated for this award made me think that I want to try harder and work towards winning that award next year. So for her to be nominated was very impactful, very positive, and very motivating to help her to do better and to do more next year. So I think the idea of having an awards ceremony and is not just about recognizing people who are succeeding, but it's also creating a hunger for success in people who are coming up through the ranks. Now, just to finish off this episode before my nose runs, with some insights and outcomes. And I suppose in terms of insights, what really struck me is how important events like this conference are for bringing people together. There was so much talking and networking to be done, and I had lines of people passing me saying, oh, we haven't had a chance to chat, but I wanted to say hi or bye, or I wish I'd had a chance to talk to some more people. And I saw so many others reaching out and making multiple connections. And what I love about that is that last year, a lot of people were quite timid about connecting with people and might have just hung around in a small group, whereas this time everyone seemed a lot more intentional about reaching as many people as possible. And if you listen to my previous podcast about preparing for the Heck Cancer Conference, you would have heard me talking about going in with an intention. And I wanted to have a shout out here to Anthony Lung, who came up to me and said, I listened to that podcast and I made a couple of decisions about what I wanted to do and who I wanted to speak to at this conference. And I think that's a great outcome, because when you first go to a conference, if you've just finished your coach training or you haven't been to one of these before, you might not have that intention in your mind. But it's so much richer for you when you make those important connections and you talk to the right people and you have some powerful takeaways. I think apart from bringing people together, there was a lot of hope, energy, and optimism in the room. My gosh, the noise was deafening. People were just talking and talking and talking. And I know that in some of the talks that we were emceeing, there were voting opportunities or chances to break away and talk to people on your table about what was being discussed. We couldn't get people back to listen to the speaker. It was crazy. It was so nice to see everyone really connecting and engaging, but in a positive way, and talking about great results, new ideas, and takeaways. A lot of people discussed the fact that they had heard things that had inspired them to add to what they were doing or massage what they were doing to include things that they'd seen other people doing, their version of it. So it was very inspiring. And it also created opportunities. I know of a few people that were talking about collaborations or working together in some other way. So that was very exciting too. At the beginning, I said the theme of this conference was driving positive change. And I think we certainly achieved that. I'm going to wrap up this episode before I lose my voice. Thanks for being here and sticking with me despite the cold, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.